Promo code SKY or call 1-800-635-1825. 1-800-635-1825.
Get the classic fried chicken taste with a $10 chicken share. KFC, it's still finger-licking good.
Make a mistake with claiming your Social Security benefits, and it could cost you a small fortune. Learn the 7 things you must know about claiming your benefits on America's Wealth Management Show this Saturday afternoon at 1, right here on 550 KTRS.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to in the shade with those blues on the rail, but I'm not afraid. This rover,
hold on, sugar, daddy's got a sweet tooth tonight.
Crossed over, if I ever have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
I have a new, oh boy, these are loud. Ooh, down a little bit. I'm sorry. It was my fault. I turned you turn on. I have a new TV addiction. My wife and I watched the first 3 episodes last night. I am absolutely hooked. If Bloodline was a 10, this is easily a 9. I'm not going to tell you what it is yet because I'd like for you to keep listening.
Mm.
Now, if you're
a teaser,
if you have a job where you have to show up at 3:30 and punch in or you'll be fired, maybe it's just me. I just stay in the car and keep listening. Screw them. You can get another job. I hope.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of Bloodline, did you see the actor that played the father in the series died, Sam Shepard?
No.
Oh, yeah.
I saw the headline, and he looked familiar, but they said he was a Pulitzer-winning playwright and a bunch of other things, mm-hmm. and none of the articles I mentioned that I saw mentioned Bloodline, but then I looked it up.
Well, because he died. He was only in the first few episodes.
Yeah, and then they had flashbacks, I think, in right. the next 2 seasons.
Right, and his role, look, if you put him in order of, okay, this is the most important, and the second and third, he probably would have come in fifth or sixth.
Oh, sure.
But he was good. I, how old was he?
73.
Wow. I don't know what else to say except I don't like hearing people dying in their early 70s or 60s or 50s.
I think he had ALS.
I hope he didn't have to have it long. What a horrible thing. Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. We're into another month already. Here it is, August 1st. Or, as I like to say, the 1st of August. Why'd you laugh at that?
I don't know.
Did you really think it was funny?
No. Yeah, I did. I did.
No, I did.
Because I thought you were going in a different direction.
Well, I tricked you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sometimes you think you can anticipate me, but you can't. Yeah. It's also another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
I knew he'd be ready. We'll get it over with.
Another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Okay, let's address the elephant in the room if we can. It'll be in the room for the next 6 weeks, and that is my departure. So I heard a guy a couple of years ago on another station say, you know, being on radio, and I get hundreds of emails every day. No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't. Nobody on the radio, unless they're emails from Kohl's for some sale, nobody in St. Louis who's on the radio, gets no personality, gets hundreds of emails a day. He says, no. And I would think I probably get as many emails as anybody, and I didn't get hundreds a day. But I got to tell you something. I've spent, this morning, 3.5 hours of nothing but reading emails and talking to some people who deserved to be talked to that are either advertisers or, you know, whatever. And So 3.5 hours. As of yesterday, before this morning, I was sort of keeping track of how much time I was on the phone. And as of yesterday, I was at about 21 hours of telephone talking time. I'm about talked out. I have to find a way to say this so that you really do know how much I mean it. The only other way I would ever have had an opportunity to hear the remarks, to read the remarks, the things you're saying, would have been to die. You know, when somebody dies, then you go and read all this stuff, and the dead person doesn't get to appreciate it or read it. This will sound weird. This is the next best thing to being dead. It is, because it's sort of like I'm reading comments on one of those, you know, they have those websites where you can go post your comment about the late departed so-and-so. And you will never know how much these mean to me. I started a folder in my computer. It's called the Laugh Cry folder. It's called Fan Laugh Cry. These are the emails from listeners that made me laugh or cry or both. And I got a couple today. And out of all of them, there is one that I want to read to you, but I don't think I can. I don't think these guys know I'm Dick Vermeil. I'm the Dick Vermeil of non-sports radio. Remember how he'd cry?
Oh, yeah.
Well, Dick, that was a great Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about Kurt Warner? That's me. But it's only when it's something that really gets to me, and it has to be something that gets to me in a bad way, like a child that can't walk or some horrible thing that happened to somebody that didn't deserve for it to happen to them, or because you feel so good. And that's always interested me, that you cry over something that makes you feel good, that I'm so happy I could cry thing. So I will just tell you, because I probably will never be able to read the email. It was from a guy named Larry. He's probably listening. I'm sure he is. And Larry, I wrote you back. And you saw what I wrote you. Larry was a kid who had a horrible childhood. He had a dad who was abusive and beat him. He hated his dad. He hated everything his dad liked. And he starts his email off to me with, "Frank, for many years, I despised you. But he despised me because his despicable, horrible, abusive, beating father listened in the Bronco." He said, "We ride along, and his dad would laugh." And so because his dad listened, anything associated with his dad, he hated. So he said, "Despised you." And then he said, and I don't know the specifics, but they finally were able to get him out of their lives. I don't know if that means that the courts gave the kids to mom and they got divorced or whatever. And then she went through multiple men. And he said they were all despicable. They were, I guess, I'm speculating. They were taking advantage of her vulnerability. You know, she didn't have a man. And then he said he just, one guy after another. And then he says that, and I have to do this without reading. If I read it word for word, I'll lose it. He said she finally meets a guy who becomes the dad he wished he had had. He said he loved this guy. Guy was just the opposite. And then one day they're in the car or the truck, and he turns the show on. He goes, "Have you ever heard this?" And he's thinking, he says, "Yeah, I heard it. Hate it because my dad, my real dad, used to listen to it." He said, "But I love this guy." So I listened with him, and we're both laughing. And now we realize we both really like the show. And he said, "Frank, he reminded me of you, even though he'd never met me." He said that I reminded him, this new guy, his new stepdad, reminded me of him. He said the things he said, the way he said them, his beliefs, his attitude. And he said, almost to the point where, just like this guy finally became my dad that I should have had, and my mentor and my role model, he said, "I actually believe that maybe you were his role model," meaning me. And when I got to that part, I lost it, because what a fantastic thing for somebody to say, that the person that I finally really cared about reminded me of you, and maybe even he got some of what he had from listening to you. Larry, you A plus. I don't even know how to respond to that, but I did. So what I want all of you to know is this. I have always read every email that came to me, and I'm not going to sit here and act like, "Oh, I'm so popular, I get hundreds a day." Of course I don't. I do now. And I'm doing my best to get through them. It's started Thursday. Here we are Tuesday. By another day or two, I'll get through what's already sitting there. But understand this, just because, and most of you won't hear from me, because they don't require a response. Maybe a thank you, but to respond to everyone would just take forever. The ones that, for whatever reason, I just feel like deserve even a quick response, I'll get there, and I'll read all of them. I will. You have my word. I read every. I love it when I get an email that goes, "Frank, I know that probably one of your assistants will read it." What? What assistants? We're not any assistants or secretaries or anything. It's us. So, thank you a million times over. I'm still waiting for a nasty one. I haven't gotten one, because there's always that person who, "Thank God you're off the air." At least not to me, not to my email. Maybe they popped up on the Facebook page. I don't know, but that's always going to happen.
Yes, and I've read every one of the messages on the Facebook page. And yes, there's a lot of similar sentiments people pass along.
But very few hateful.
Oh, no, I'm saying, messages like Larry's, not to that extent necessarily, but just how they got them through, the show got them through certain tough times, and or just even the mundane, driving home from work. Some people have an hour and a half.
Which we don't have to go through.
Right.
We're lucky.
And, they said it's just great that on my way home from work, it helps the drive go faster.
Well, thank you, and we're doing it for us as much as for you. Look, we have as much fun as you do. Are you kidding? You should hear our off-the-air show. It's fantastic. So I will get to them. I do appreciate them. And I'm very impressed with the fact that if there's been a negative or hateful one, I haven't seen it. It's very unusual. It's very unusual. They'll come. I know that. They're jealous people in the business. They'll anonymously do it. That's fine. And that stuff doesn't bother me. And I guess the other thing, what's going to happen here over the next 6 weeks, is as I think of things I want to make sure you know, I will share them with you, because once it's over and I'm out of here, I won't be able to do it, not here. So the other thing I want you to know is this. When we sit here and we talk to you, we don't know who we're talking to. We don't have a face. We have a few that we've met. But for the most part, you're talking about a lot of people. We don't know who you are, how tall you are. We don't know what color you are, how much money you have, what you do for a living, how many kids you have. We don't know. But here's what I do know. And I've done this a long time. There is so much more about all of us. We're so much more alike than you can ever imagine. On the surface, if you peel away all the layers of the things on the surface that make us seem different, our race, what we do for a living, how much money we have, what kind of cars we drive, all that stuff. Beneath all that, we have a lot in common. And from what I can tell from the people that have traveled with us and the people that write, that thing we have in common is ethics and standards and morality and integrity and some degree of class, meaning we live in a time now where I just sit around sometimes and go, whatever happened to manners and class and respect for people? Why did that guy yell the F word and you see sucker in front of these people with kids? I'll never understand how we got to that point. But I really do believe most of us are pretty like-minded. And you also need to understand that I think one of the reasons that I enjoy talking to you and you talking to me is that the great majority of you listening are just what I just call regular people. We're regular people. We're not real important. When we go, we just go. The world's not going to stop turning. We have different jobs, maybe, and as I said, different houses, cars, incomes, but we are, the most of you are just decent working people. Some of you lucky enough you're not working anymore. Some of you unemployed. I'll be coming to join you soon. Maybe. I hope not. We have a lot in common. And I relate to average people because I have come from a very average existence. My dad was a lunchbox guy, a blue-collar guy. Never was the president of anything or on the board of anything or had any money. So I've seen that. I've lived that. I've watched that. I lived it when we got married. So what I would like to do over the next 6 weeks, if you don't mind, and this is based on the emails I've gotten, and I get emails like, Frank, if there are any stories you haven't told us, please, please tell us before you go. Yeah, there are. There's some stories I haven't told you. But in my mind, I always have this who cares attitude. Who cares about what happened to me when I was? It's not so much about who cares. It's that when you tell somebody's story like that, it makes them realize they're not the only ones. You're not the only one that had that kind of experience with your kid on vacation. You're also not the only one who went through that horrible thing you went through. You're not the only one who thinks this is funny. Why does anybody else think this is funny? I think it's funny and ridiculous. And on and on and on and on. And I will, over the course of the next 6 weeks, try to let you get to know me even a little better, because I want you to follow me. And according to the mail, you will. Every one of you. It's been fantastic. Because I didn't want to do this at this time. I forced myself to. I wasn't forced out. I wasn't asked to resign. I did it because it was the thing to do. And I don't think I'll ever be able to go into any great detail. But let's put it this way. Sometimes there comes a point where enough time goes by and you realize there are things going on you just do not condone or agree with, and you cannot seem to get together on what's right or wrong, button heads. You just can't keep doing that. So I've chosen to step away from something I don't agree with, and that's it. The other problem you always have with something like this is then when you go to the other side, hey, what the hell happened over there? You'll get a different answer from the other side. I don't know what the answer will be. I don't know if they tell the truth. I don't know if they'll lie. I don't know. I remember I worked when we were at Kix 104, Dan.
Yeah.
The general manager there fired Terry Daly. We called him Wranglin' Danglin' Dick Daly. Mm-hmm. And by the way, Terry knows this. He knows he made a huge mistake when he came over here. I want to be Terry Daly. That's not very clever, funny, Terry Daly. Wranglin' Danglin' Dick. And a lot of people just called him Danglin' Dick. It was funny. And he knows that now. But he was fired over there. And at that time, I didn't have the power to stop it because I wasn't as smart about contractual arrangements as I am now. So I didn't include in my agreement, oh, by the way, you can't fire the Wrangler unless it's okay with me. So I didn't have that in there. So he never liked him. Do you remember that? He never liked him.
Yeah.
He fired him. So we start getting these calls. And then I start hearing from listeners that, hey, I called the manager, and he says he quit. He said the Wrangler quit. So I'd write him back. I'd go, no, that's a lie. He's a liar. He didn't quit. He was fired. And they kept coming. They kept coming. And so I went into his office, and I said, why are you doing this? Why are you lying to these listeners? And he goes, what are you talking about? And I said, they're asking, and they've told me they have called the station, gotten through to you, and you're telling them he quit. And he said something like, well, what happens? None of their business. It's still a lie. And it is their business. They're the listeners. Wrangler, if you're out there, you were, and maybe still are, I don't know, one of the funniest people I ever met in my life. You know what I'm talking about. Naturally funny. Sometimes in your life you will meet. Outdoors Ned is funny. He's a funny, funny guy.
Mm-hmm.
Bugface, Terry's wife. Ugh. Hysterical.
Yes.
Hysterical. But things happen. And you go on, and I'm going to go on. And do I want to stop doing this? No. And it doesn't look like I'm going to have to. I have something. Everybody says this, by the way, when, especially in any type of showbiz. Well, I got some things in the works. That's usually not true. It means they got a job waiting tables. I'm not going to wait tables. I do have a couple of very interesting things to look at. I will keep you posted. And I'll keep reminding you that I'll still have a website. It's frankopinion.com. And you're going to be able to go there and get an update on what's going on, those of you who care.
And Facebook page.
Will you still maintain our Facebook page?
Sure. Yeah, we just crossed over the 9,000 mark recently.
You know what that tells you? You got to quit to get a lot of Facebook hits.
That's
what you gotta do. Well, hey, you know what would happen? If you guys would quit right now, we'd have a whole bunch. Of course, then we wouldn't have you to maintain it. So forget that idea. So here we are, the 1st of August. I look forward to the 15th of September. I think the golf tournament's going to be fantastic, as it was last year, and a great opportunity to say goodbye. Unless something changes. And here's the other thing. Here's the other thing I've learned. You know, people say never say never. As you get a little older, you realize that actually is a good idea. Never say never. There's nothing that's ever been done that can't be fixed. Okay? This one can't be fixed by me. Other things would have to change and happen. But there's nothing that can't be fixed, except, let's say, a murder. Right? If you murder somebody, I don't know. You can't turn
that. No, that's
you can't turn that around.
Really fixable.
But if you steal, you can give it back. You can make it right. You can give it back and then do what you need to do to let people know, I'm never going to do that again. This can be fixed, but it's not up to me. It's up to the people who said okay and accepted my resignation. And if it's not, then we will come back in another form, maybe a better form. So stick with us as time goes on. And here's the other thing I will not do. I will not name call or bash. I'll just tell the truth. And I know that in this building, to some people, that's like a foreign language, the truth. I'll tell you the truth as much as I can. I can't share every detail, but I'll tell you as much as I can and have. So we're going to have a great 6 weeks. How many full weeks do we have? Do we have 6 full ones after this week is over? You got a calendar? I think it's sick. I think it's a full 6 weeks, meaning through Thursday, starting next week.
Right.
All right.
I think that's correct.
We're going to take a break. We're going to do some business. Traffic, talk to John. No, I do.
No, you do.
Yeah, you do.
I almost said I do John Londo. And that doesn't sound very... and then it sounded like McGraw's impression to me. I don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
That was his impression. I don't do that. Maybe a good one, because you can't hear yourself.
Now maybe McGraw did a pretty good job there.
We have a lot of phone calls here. We haven't given out numbers. Here's what's going to happen. Dan's going to take your calls. I'm going to do some business. We'll talk. I love talking to you. That's the other thing. Most shows don't take a lot of phone calls. The reason we don't come on till a quarter after the hour, we don't come on at 6, is I want to get business done so that we can have a 15-minute wide-open slot there to talk. So we welcome your calls. They're all jammed and lit, but I'm going to give the numbers anyway, and then we'll do some business. We'll break. We'll come back. We'll talk to you. For most cell phones, you call *KTRS. From other phones, 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. Johnny Lund, do a traffic first?
No, you do it.
Go ahead.
All right, Johnny Londoff has not only become a friend. I think he's a terrific car dealer. I don't know about running a dealership. I've been in his office. Next time I'm gonna try to remember to take a picture of his desk and put it on the Facebook page. I don't know how the guy even has time to go home and sleep. That's a massive undertaking running a dealership. Think about it. You're over the service department. You're over the sales department. You're over the maintenance of the building. You're over personnel. You're everything.
And he wants to be hands-on with everything. You know, some dealers probably don't even worry about half that stuff.
Lots of dealers don't. They have a general manager, I'll be in Mexico. Call me if you need. He takes time off. He takes vacation. He deserves it. He works really hard. And I said before, there was a car dealer at one time that I spoke for, and we ended that because not only did he not want to meet with me or talk to me, he had no interest in meeting customers. None. He hated it. He'd stay in his office, sneak out the back door, go to the golf course. He hated it. I really appreciate that way of running a business. So I know anything about running a car dealership. I know a lot about buying cars. Driving cars, I can do that. But he does. And he learned from one of the best, and that was his daddy, John Londoff Sr. So here's the deal. You like a family business, a good, solid family business? If you'll drive a Chevrolet, if you haven't driven one for a while, I would suggest you check them out. They have some terrific products. Or you're looking for something pre-owned. We're asking you to do what we've always asked you to do, nothing more, and that's give them a chance. Give them a shot at your business. Tell them you're AM and the PM. They love it. We love it. And they've sold thousands of cars to people who are AM and the PM. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. The Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270, North County, 24/7 at Londoff.com.
All right, let's get a look at traffic right now with Jim Weiland.
They cleared the earlier accident that was on eastbound Highway 4064 between Clayton Warson and McKnight. Now, traffic is a pretty solid jam that goes all the way west of Highway 270. Starts thinning out as you get toward Clayton Warson. We've got a new accident northbound Highway 55 just before the Weber overpass that's blocking the left lane. On westbound Highway 70 at Cypress, you have a police incident that's going on. They were partially blocking the right lane, but now they're all off, the left lane. Now they're all off on the left shoulder, but you have stop-and-go traffic from Highway 170 out through Cypress. Southbound 270 is picking up some volume now between Olive down through Manchester, and then we're looking at eastbound 40 downtown, just a little bit heavy Union Station to the Poplar. This traffic report is brought to you by Boost Mobile. Switch to Boost and get two lines with 3 gigs of 4LG TE data per line for only $50. Plus, get up to 2 free LGX power phones. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
We still believe in laying out the story and all the facts and then letting our listeners decide for themselves.
Kent Martin, KTRS News Director.
We're not commentators. We try to present both sides of an issue because that's what our listeners want. They want the facts so they can make up their own minds. And that's our goal every day.
KTRS News. Real news. Never fake. Depend on it.
Did you pre-qualify your flooring contractor? Or did you choose someone based on price alone? Selecting the low bid can be buying high risk. What about references, years in business, the experience and qualifications of the craftsmen who install your floor, insurance, or photos of their work? The contractor members of the Flooring Industry Council urge you to consider these items and more when choosing a flooring contractor. Don't don't buy high risk with a decision based solely on low dollar. You get what you pay for is never more true than with floor covering. Visit FICSTL.org. That's FICSTL.org. Or call 314-968-3522 for a list of Flooring Industry Council contractors and a flooring installation you'll be proud of for years to come. Call 314-968-3522. Visit FICSTL.org.
The year 1981. People were getting physical with Olivia. Charles wed Diana. Luke married Laura. MTV first aired. The first space shuttle was launched. And the first Stefanina's restaurant opened in O'Fallon, Missouri, with incredible pizzas, pastas, and salads created by Steph herself. In 2017, Stefanina's has become a family tradition, still serving your favorite dishes in not one, but six locations, including their newest Stefanina's Express on Winghaven in the Lakeside Shops in O'Fallon. Check out their website at steffspizza.com for locations, menus, and special events. For lunch or dinner, dine-in, carry-out, or delivery, Stefanina's is sure to satisfy your entire family. Now with six locations, including the newest Stefanina's Express on Winghaven in the Lakeside Shops in O'Fallon. Since 1981, great food at prices a family can afford. It's Stefanina's.
Listen up, golfers. Riverside Golf Club offers you a great location, the best value, and wonderful course conditions. You'll find this little gem just a short drive west of 270 and 44. At Riverside, we not only have the most enjoyable 18-hole golf course, we also have the best par 3 course in town. All this at the best value in the area, no matter when you choose to enjoy a round of golf at Riverside. Want specials? Play 9 holes with cart for just $15 on weekdays, 18 holes with cart just $20 Monday through Friday. And on weekends, it's just $20 for 9, $25 for 18 holes, and after 2 o'clock on weekends, twilight rates are again $15 and $20 with cart. Oh, and we also have new golf carts and improved cart paths. To book your tee times at Riverside, call 636-343-6333 or book it online at riversidegolf.net. Riverside Golf Club, where friends and families come together.
Most times, two is better than one. And that's never more true than at Shawnee Bluff Winery and Shawnee Bluff Vineyards near Lake of the Ozarks. Shawnee Bluff offers two beautiful venues and two astounding views. The winery is a perfect spot to enjoy every day with a relaxing menu and an amazing view. And at the vineyards, you can sample award-winning wines and take in concerts from acts like the Charlie Daniels Band and the Oak Ridge Boys. Shawnee Bluff. Plan your visit today at ShawneeBluffWinery.com.
Four. Can we play through? I'm Florissant Mayor Tom Schneider. We love our beautiful, safe, historic city just minutes from Lambert, never far from the action. For 20 years, Florissant's one of the few towns with a championship 18-hole golf course. Experience public golf at its finest at Florissant Golf Club, where our greens are as good as any private club. Our friendly Florissant Golf Club staff will welcome you as a special guest, and our rolling terrain and interesting layout challenges every skill level with fun holes to play again and again. Call 741-7444 or visit FlorissantGolfClub.com. Great shot, partner.
Look alive, people! Step training isn't for couch potatoes. Work those legs. Up we go.
Imagine giving this kind of workout to your money.
Step it up.
The new 5-year BMO Harris Step Rate CD automatically increases your rate every year until maturity. Step up your game and stop into your BMO Harris branch to open a Step Rate CD today.
Look at Steptacular.
That's not a word.
It is now.
Certain restrictions apply. Banking products and services are subject to bank and credit approval. BMO Harris Bank N.A. Member FDIC.
What makes a Pella window a Pella window? Testing designs in wind-driven rain while offering distinctive looks. Testing beyond standards with style beyond the ordinary. Pella windows and doors. Perfectly beautiful.
Mike Thompson, the guy born with a voice everybody in radio wishes they were born with. Give me 1 minute and we'll go to the phones. We got a lot of calls. That'll be a minute to tell you about Ballast Dental Care. I've already spoken with Dr. Douglas T. Obi-Wan Kenobi Watanabe, and he said, wherever you go, I'll go. We'll go. I've heard that from several advertisers and listeners, so I hopefully will be able to continue to, this sounds pretty strong, save your teeth. But that's what you're doing by going to the dentist regularly. You're saving your teeth. The people who have false teeth or implants, a lot of it is because they didn't take care of their teeth. Now, there are certain cases where there's a disease. I get that. But It's usually because they just ignored their dental health. And they ignored it because they didn't want to go to the dentist. And they didn't want to go to the dentist because they were scared to go. Scared. I'm not scared to go. You know who I'm scared to go to? Proctologist. That's what I'd be scared to go to.
Yeah.
I would look forward to that. Ballast Dental Care. 44 years I have there. 44 years I have been a patient. If I could live another 44, I would be going there another. What would that? I would be really old then. I don't think I'm not your Aunt Gus.
No,
there aren't many who are.
There is one lady in Manchester, I believe, that just turned 110.
Yeah,
yeah,
I heard that story.
Maybe it's something about the St. Louis area. Your Aunt Gus. Mm-hmm. Now this lady, 110. Yeah. I don't want to be 110. But if I turn 110, I'll probably still have all my teeth. You know why? Because I've been in the capable hands of the people at Ballast Dental Care for 44 years. Folks, don't be afraid. There's no reason to be afraid. You're never going to be afraid again to go to the dentist. Make the first appointment. It's on you. You have to do it. Nobody else can do it for you. Ballast Dental Care, the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com. Let's clear out some of these calls. This is Mike. Hello, Mike. How are you?
Hey, Frank. I've been AM into PM. Since before AM into PM.
Wow. Hallelujah. Where's the accent from?
I'm from down in southeast Missouri. I'm down around Sykeston area.
No, something happens to people's voices when they hit Sykeston. I don't know what it is, but that's the mark. Sykeston.
Well, we kind of get that twang, you know, down there.
Well, I sure can't hear it. what's up, Mike?
I remember when you were on 550 when it was KSD. That's how far back.
No, back. If you really want to go far back, it was KUSA.
Well, anyway, I remember when you were on in the mornings, Frank.
Right.
So
right.
That was with Robert and Terry and all of that was great.
That was KUSA. Right.
Yep, that was great. I'm the one that put your bumper sticker on my truck and took it out to Portland, Oregon. And I had people ask me, what the heck is AM into PM?
Well,
and I would tell them, if you've never heard it, you can't understand it, because that's that good.
And sometimes when you do hear it, you can't understand it.
No.
But that's okay.
You've been a class act. You're always a class act, Frank. Wherever you go, I'll follow you, buddy.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Talk later, man.
And let's try not to turn this into, ooh, Frank, you're so whatever. I've never been that guy. I'm not interested in that. We can talk about anything you want to. It's up to you. Let me go to George. George, how are you?
Good, Frank. I am in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I just got back from vacation, and I didn't listen to you guys on the, you know, radio or the
phone
or anything.
Hold on. You're on vacation, and you have an app, and you didn't use it?
Well, no, because we were, like, down in Steelville. We went floating for a couple of days. And
you
then we
chose
went to
floating?
Holiday World.
You chose a float trip over this show.
Holiday World?
Yeah, Holiday World. Yeah,
that is
awesome.
The matter
How'd you like?
You?
Yeah, Holiday World's fun.
Where's Holiday
World? In Indiana. In
Santa Claus, Indiana.
Yeah.
Is it good?
Oh. Yeah, it makes Six Flags look like a dirt pond, man.
Well, it's a smaller version of Six Flags, but it's all you get free drinks, free parking. There's all
free
kinds
sunscreen.
Of,
yeah, it's yeah. All, it's clean, and you know, it was really nice. But I wanted to call. I just heard you were like, "Yeah, we got 6 weeks left," and I'm going, "What the hell is going on?" I was like, "Dude, if you go off the radio, I might as well just, like, you know, I don't know. I mean, because
nah.
You know, it's."
That's
dude,
just,
I'm serious. From like 3:15 till 6 o'clock, to where I hear Reggie go, "All right, Dan," and whoever, you know. I mean, that's how long I get out of the car, turn you guys on as soon as I get home, sit on the patio, have a drink and a cigar. And,
hey,
you know,
I had a great cigar last night. I mean, a great one. I love that. I'm with you. Look, here's the deal. I don't think we're actually going away just from here. You'll know.
Okay,
we'll keep you posted.
That's good. I just wanted to say, a loyal follower, love your show. I mean, you guys were, if you know, I got to listen through you guys through a freaking tuna can, I'll do it. So.
All right. Thank you, George.
Have a good one. Bye.
You too. First, I thought maybe George the medium-sized Sweet Georgie, Jorge, Easy Rider, Umpa to Please, Cheating Heart, Depper. I don't know why I remember that, but I do. This is either Danielle or Daniel. I'm going to go Daniel. How are you, Daniel?
Thank you. I only go by Danielle at church on Sundays.
Okay.
I wanted to say, one, I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
And Window World just left my house. I had them come in and redo all 13 windows because you have praised them.
Yeah. Good for you.
And they did a wonderful job. They got here half an hour early. They did all 13. The installer, Danny, and his crew were fantastic. They're nice. The people in the offices were nice. And I can't thank you enough for letting me have new windows.
I have to thank you, and I'll tell you why. I'm looking. I have a sheet in front of me. It's just one piece of paper, and it's a list of the people I have to speak for today. And you know who's up next? Window World. So let's just do it now, because you've already done it. You've made this easy.
They sealed and caulked the insides, the outsides. They ripped out these 1922 old windows and put in brand new. I can actually see through some of them now, or actually all of them, because before I couldn't. But I also wanted to thank you for making my aunt and my mom and my uncle laugh for all the years, and then me when I came back to take care of them.
Oh, thank you. That's nice.
Aunt Jenna started listening to you back on your very first day.
Did you say Aunt Dennis?
Aunt Jenna, like Virginia.
Jenna, okay.
Yes. And she listened every day from your first day on this station until she passed at 94 in 2011.
All right, I'm starting to think this extends people's lives.
It does, because Uncle Bill made it till 90 at Christmas, and he listened to you every day. I've got you on my app, and when you leave this station, there's no way I'm listening to Jar Jar McGraw, so I'm going to delete.
I would prefer not to bash other people.
Then I'll stop.
Okay. I'd edit that out, but we'll let that one go. Thank you. I really appreciate it. Thank you for the Window World business.
Well, and I've got the Holiday Collection 2000 Christmas CD that you gave me. I've got my bumper sticker.
Wow. You're hardcore.
You know what? It's because coming here from California, it was a culture change.
Yeah.
And then dealing with family passing, you have been my bright spot, making me laugh every day when I've been down. I listen to you. I listen to Dan laugh and his smokers laugh at everything.
the
Dusty Delta days, I love it.
Hold on, I'm sorry. Pian, did you hear what she said? Pian, did you hear what she said? She loves Sleepy Dusty Delta.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so, listen.
Thank you for everything.
Well, keep talking. I'm kidding. That's nice. Thank you. I appreciate it. And stick around. Stay tuned, because I don't think we're disappearing.
I'll follow you anywhere, Frank.
All right. Thank you, Dan. Bye-bye. And, she had kind of like that whiskey bar thing going, too. I think we have to break one more.
I think one more.
One more quick one. That'll be Sue, and I don't care what Sue wants to talk about. Sue, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm fantastic. What's going on?
I just wanted to tell you that I think when you leave this radio station, there will be a lot of people that change the dial. So there's going to be a big vacancy, not just from you leaving, but from the followers that are waiting for you to determine where you're going to be. And I also wanted to say that I'm really proud of your mom and dad. Do not know them. Do not know you, but you should be proud of where you are now and where you came from, and the moral beliefs are wonderful. Keep up the good work.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. I really do. Thank you, Sue.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye. I will never tell people what to call about. But I'm not soliciting nice guy stuff. I just it normally make me uncomfortable, but I'm not uncomfortable with it. It's nice. It's nice. It's hard to tell somebody who's being nice, stop being nice.
Right.
It's hard to do, even though, I don't know. Let's just do some business and do some news. And then one of my favorite parts of the week is when Maximilian Foyzy, maybe it's because of his name, Maximilian. I don't know another Maximilian. He comes in here to talk about movies. And I know it's mostly theatrical, movie theater stuff. But I want to, do you remember what he said about Ozark? I don't.
I think he liked it.
Yeah, I can't.
Well, wait a minute. How could he? Because I like it.
No, I think he did like it.
I'll see what his take on it, because I did watch the three episodes last night, and really, it's on Netflix, by the way. And I know that knocks a lot of people out. But folks, let me tell you something. I don't have Wi-Fi, and I watch it. I bought a cable at Best Buy that goes from my iPad into my television. So with cellular data, in high definition. I watch it and plugged right into my TV and an HDMI cable, and boom, there it is. So there are ways to get it done. I don't know what I pay for Netflix, like $12 a month or something.
I think it's right around 10, yeah, 10, 11.
And you know what? If I found a show like this every 4 months, it would be worth the money. Because good TV, there's so much crap. So when you find something good, you know what I found out? They spend on each Game of Thrones episode. Did you read that?
No.
When you watch it, you go, my goodness, this is like Ben-Hur, like $10 million per episode.
And how often is it on? Once a week?
I don't know. I don't watch it.
Yeah.
My wife.
Yeah, it's a weekly
series.
They've
done a bunch of episodes. This is billions. I mean, this is $10 million.
And they do like normal seasons. They, you know, 2-3 months, and then they stop for a while.
But it's not like any major. I mean, a lot of horses and extras and scenery. It's incredible. Yeah, Game of Thrones. Maybe I'll get the first season. I may end up with a lot of time on my hands. I may go get the first season and watch it all. The Window World commercial is done.
Daniel, yeah, Daddy Farmer.
So you know the rest. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com and number one selling replacement window in the country. And now to introduce traffic, I'd like to introduce Dan Strong.
Oh, thanks so much, Frank. And I am going to introduce to you Tim Weiland to give you traffic. Tim?
All right, Dan. They're still working with this accident on westbound Highway 70 at Cypress. It's fully on the left shoulder, though, but traffic is backing up and running slow from Highway 170. They just cleared an accident northbound Highway 55, a little bit north of Bayless. We have an accident on eastbound Highway 70 near Jonesburg, and traffic is pretty solid if you're coming in from High Hill through Jonesburg. After that, it runs well through Warrenton and Wright City. Eastbound Highway 4064 is still running slow in pockets from west of Highway 270 all the way in through Big Bend. This traffic report brought to you by Boost Mobile. Switch to Boost and get two lines worth with 3 gigs of 4G LTE data per line for only $50. Plus, get up to 2 free LGX power phones. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Live and local.
The Big 550 KTRS.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Hi, it's Jennifer Blome with some great news from my friends at Sound Health Services. They have now opened ENT Now. ENT Now is a walk-in clinic at Manchester and 270 in De Pere Square that offers same-day care for ear, nose, or throat conditions. ENT Now. No appointments necessary. Open 7 to 7 Monday to Friday and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Walk in or call 314-729-0077 or online at soundhealthservices.com.